It is Friday morning. It's PWD. So you know what usually goes on around here. And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman. Blowing and a-going. They're coming in here wide-eyed and bushy-tailed and getting ready for the weekend. It is Alex Bauman and the horse.
How'd you get my likeness so effectively?
Well, you know, Mr. Egg can do it. So can you.
You ever heard of a talking horse?
Don't sing that, please. What are we? Hey, listen. You know, it's kind of strange sometimes because I never know what we're going to do before it actually happens. What are we actually doing here, Michael Giddens?
We're playing a game.
Oh, Lord. Here I go losing again. You give Alex all the answers this time.
Alex, do you know what we're doing?
I have no idea. So probably something with soccer.
No. So what we're going
to
do is
it has something to do with food.
You guys ever watch Deal or No Deal?
Yeah.
We're going to play Deal or No Deal Super Bowl Halftime Show Edition. You got 15 imaginary briefcases in front of you.
So shouldn't David be the host since he's bald?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he is most
Super Bowl. Why does it have to do with halftime?
Listen. You have 15 imaginary briefcases in front of you. You're going to pick one. It's got an artist name in that briefcase. And then we're going to eliminate briefcases, and you're going to get a deal from Jay-Z himself. I'm Jay-Z this time. On who?
I don't know if I want to be Jay-Z.
I don't want to be Jay-Z or Bad Bunny.
I want to be Jay-Z right now.
Or Bad Bunny.
What's Jay-Z doing?
Time? Yeah, probably somewhere behind Mars.
Him and Diddy are pretty close.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on. Let's get with it.
You're both going to get your halftime shows. So we'll start. Who wants to go first?
I'll let Alex go first.
All right, Alex.
Pick. Now, we got 15 of these to do.
Pick a briefcase.
I mean, but how many are we doing?
You're both going to have a halftime show by the end of this. Let's go.
If it's 15,
pick a briefcase
forever.
1 through 15.
Number 2.
Number 2. You pick number 2. All right, so you got to keep number 2. That's your briefcase now. You've got it over there.
Okay.
Looks real shiny, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, now you're going to eliminate 3 briefcases.
Okay. 6, 7.
Wow.
And 13.
So I can't pick of any of the ones that he eliminated?
You'll get to go after this. Oh, 6, 7, okay. And
13, the unlucky number 13.
All right, so what we got is 6, 7, and 13.
6, 7, David.
Set
1, 6, 7, and 13 eliminated.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the banker now. This is part of Deal or No Deal. You have to get a new option from the banker. All right, so the banker has informed me what your Super Bowl halftime show will be. You can take this or leave it. The halftime show will be Bruno Mars.
I'll take that.
You're going to take it?
Yeah,
you're not going to go with what's in your briefcase?
No.
Deal. Bruno Mars. He gets his second halftime show.
I think it's technically his third.
Yeah, I think he's been a guest on some other. So you're just taking it.
Old hits are pretty good. He's got some good new ones.
You want to know what your halftime show would have been if you'd kept the briefcase?
What is it?
Morgan Wallen.
I dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would have been a pretty epic halftime show. Morgan Wallen's never done one before.
He didn't even go to Bryant Denny to see Morgan Wallen. What makes you think he's going to go to a Super Bowl?
He had Bryant Denny lit up in orange.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't associate with Tennessee.
I'm sure
fans.
He did.
So
sure
you're
did.
Happy with yours. Bruno Mars over Morgan Wallen.
So that's him. He's done.
He's done. That's his halftime show.
Okay.
Bruno Mars. All right.
I know where this is going. Whichever one I choose is going to be the Bad Bunny. I know.
Bad Bunny,
You got 15 different artists here.
The Antichrist.
Yeah, but I know you can swap them around. I know your cheating ways.
I'm not cheating.
All right. What do I do?
So you've got 15 imaginary briefcase. I need you to pick one.
Pick one. Number 7.
Number 7 is your briefcase.
Yep.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 7. All right. Now you need to eliminate 3.
I'll eliminate number 3. Number 8 and number 13.
3, 8, and 13.
Well, I don't get to why is he punching it into his phone? Why didn't
I gotta tell the banker? I tell the banker what you've eliminated.
All right, and the banker's going to offer me $450,000. I'm taking it and running.
No, it's not going to offer you money. It's going to offer you an artist.
Okay. All right.
All right. So the banker has put in the offer based on the fact that you eliminated. I should have told you who you eliminated, by the way. Back when you eliminated Sam Hunt, Walker Hayes, and Pitbull. That's who you eliminated.
Hey, Pitbull would have been pretty good.
All right. Yeah. You just eliminated Blake Shelton, Hardy, and LMFAO.
That's great because I don't know but who one of those is.
You don't know who Blake Shelton is?
I know who Hardy is.
All right. So your halftime show offer from the banker is Adele.
Adele.
Set fire to the rain, David. Hello, it's me.
So you're saying I either choose Adele
You can take it or you can say no deal and we'll keep going.
No deal.
No deal.
I wouldn't want Adele either. Her
no
song, deal. Her songs
no
are way
deal.
Too old.
They, okay. Too slow.
Time. All right. So you got to eliminate... three more briefcases. You eliminated 3, 8, and 13 last time, and you took 7.
Let's eliminate 9, 10, and 15.
All right.
No Adele. I don't think anybody would want Adele at a halftime show.
9, 10, and 15.
So who did I eliminate?
We're going to find out in just a second.
You should know. What do you mean in a second?
Come on, boy.
Oh, I know boy. I eliminated Carrie Underwood.
Eliminated Michael Jackson.
He's dead.
He can drag his corpse out there and make it
dead. What are you doing? You can't perform?
Hey, AI.
I guess Elvis AI, is next.
Holograms.
I guess Elvis is next.
We got impersonators out there. We got plenty of ways to do this.
Well, I mean, how about Marvin Gaye? I seen him through the grapevine.
You eliminated Drake.
He don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And you eliminated Rebecca Black.
That's a good thing.
You know who that is?
I don't care.
You know the song Friday?
Yeah.
You dodged a bullet.
I'm going pretty well because the Super Bowl ain't played on a Friday.
All right, so in all, you've eliminated 6 different people. The banker has quite a strong offer for you.
All right.
Would you like to know it?
Yeah, I mean, I got to know it.
To describe this one, it says, big voice, stadium ready, safe Super Bowl halftime show. The banker's halftime show offer to you is Carrie Underwood.
I'm taking the offer and going home.
You have to take her to the halftime show, David. You can't take her home.
Well, I'm doing both. Okay? Because if she sees me there, she's going to do both. She's going to do the halftime show and go home with me. Listen, so I don't care who is in number 7. They're done.
You don't want to know about who it
is? I mean, I don't care who it is because, you told me the greatest
one. I'll tell you who it was. Your pick, if you'd gone with it, was Bailey Zimmerman.
Did I not do good on
David.
Deal or no deal? Send me to Howie Mandel, man.
You got to have Michael Jackson.
Let me tell you something. If he was alive, I'd take Carrie Underwood.
How about a combination here? We have a Bruno Mars, Carrie Underwood.
That would not be bad.
It wouldn't be as bad as if we had a Pitbull and a
Bailey Zimmerman.
Pitbull and Adele.
Hey, no, listen, we have Bailey Zimmerman songs right here. As a matter of fact, we got one coming up here in a little bit.